Okay, today is Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2020, at 1:44 p.m. And the following audio is about a 10-minute clip from a Zoom Sunday church service on April 23rd, just this last Sunday, with Cindy Jacobs, Bishop Heyman, Chuck Pierce, Dutch Sheets, and more. But the person speaking is a pastor, I believe, by the name of Will Ford, and he's talking about some dreams that his son had. And in one of these dreams, or a couple of them at least, the son is saying, his son is saying that the dream is the message in the dream is that the coronavirus will come to an end on the 30th of April. This month, which from here is 2 days away. So I'm recording this to document that word to see if it comes to pass, and if it does, then we'll know it's from the Lord. And if it doesn't, well, back to the drawing board. The next 10 or so minutes of audio, I'm not exactly sure how long it's going to be, but it's about that long, will be the audio of that recording. A little bit more information here. I actually recorded about 5 minutes more of the audio that was present. So you're going to hear Cindy Jacobs at first introducing Will Ford, and then you're going to hear Will Ford speak for most of the duration, and then I think a little bit more by Cindy Jacobs and Chuck Pierce, and then that's about it. So it's about this whole audio clip is about 15 minutes in length total.
Amen. Well, I think I can certainly see the threads that are pulling here together. I remember one thing that many have said is that it was a Passover of Passovers. And so the Holy Spirit has been saying to many people, this is going to be like a third Pentecost, being that there was a Pentecost in Jerusalem, one at Azusa Street. But on this new Pentecost, if we will prepare, I think it's May 31st, anyway, that there will be a Pentecost of Pentecost. And get ready. In other words, fast, pray, cry out for Book of Acts, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When God begins to move, he will give some kind of significant outpouring. And we can look back and we say, we remember Pentecost, we remember Azusa Street. And so we're going to come together and there will be a Pentecost of Pentecost. And I'm just so thankful for that. And with that, we want to go ahead on prophetic dateline. We're going to shift and I'm going to bring in Will Ford. Will Ford's son Benjamin has had some significant dreams and he also is an amazing dreamer. He's an author of Created for Influence, many books. Dutch and Will have written a book together. And so I think this is very prophetic in the lineup that we bring Will Ford up. I don't see if I can find him on
Yeah,
my screen. Good
I'm here,
morning.
Mama Sandy. Thank you so
We
much.
love you so much. And
Love you dearly. It's an honor to be on here with all these amazing generals and good night to come behind my spiritual Papa Dutch. Man, that was so powerful. That's so right on. And good to be on here. Let me share with you what I feel like the Lord is saying first. I'll get into my son's dreams, which I think are really key. But I want to piggyback on what Rick Riding said early on. And first part of the year, I was went to go preach for a friend of mine, this church, going through a little bit of a shaking. So the Lord told me to change my message. And so I changed my message, and the Lord had me to speak on the threshing floor. And then while I'm speaking to everybody, I said, yeah, we're going through a threshing floor season in this church, but just get ready. The nations of the earth will be on the threshing floor this year. And I looked, it was one of those moments where I kind of looked outside myself and I kind of looked like, did you just say that kind of thing? That kind of hit me. But literally, that's where we are. So I started looking at the fact that, one, we're in a census this year. And the last time David goes to a threshing floor, it was in the year that he was that he had taken a census. Not saying that a census caused a plague for us, but that's what happened with David. So the Lord told me, he said, William, personally for you, look at what David learned at that time where he placed his confidence in his ability to draw a crowd. He placed his confidence in his ability to gather a following. Look at what he learned in that season. So I realized David had to first go to a threshing floor and build an altar there and respond as a priest and probably take a censer and go there just like the priest would. And at that place, the plague was stayed. And the Lord said this to me. He said, William, David had this shift and he had to go from the census to the censer. He said, you personally, this is what I'm saying to you right now. It's time for you to shift from the census to the censer. You've been taking the census of how many people repost your stuff. You've been taking the census of how many retweets, how many likes you get. God began to deal with me about not following the cloud, but going after a crowd. And he shifted me. He said, it's time for you to get back to the place of building your ministry from the place of prayer, fasting, and intimacy with me. Not that I want you to leave social media. You need to be in it, but you can't be of it because of what is coming. And so that's where I think a lot of us are, why churches have been threshed down from thousands down to tens. The Lord is saying it's time to go from the census to the censor. And he's done that. You know, it's time for us to not to, and for a sense, for not that we won't have stadium Christianity, we're having that. But God is preparing us for that because, listen, it's not about chasing numbers. It's about going after the one in our home. It's about going after the one in our community. It's about going after the one right now. So the Lord had us, had me shift my heart, recalibrate my heart toward that because he said, listen, the numbers that are coming later, if you're counting numbers now, you won't be able to handle what God is about to bring later with this massive harvest of souls. And it's coming to those who are leaving the 99 and going after the one. Not to the ones who are leaving the one and going after the 99. Listen, there's a massive harvest of souls that are about to come. For those who are following the cloud, God is releasing a massive harvest. So that's the first thing. Second thing I want to get into is after the Lord dealt with my heart in that time period, I'm praying to God, what are you saying in this season? Give me a dream, because I'm a dreamer, right? And I get dreams, known for that, known for interpreting dreams in a sense. And my seven-year-old wakes up one day, I overhear him while he's, you know, I'm a homeschool principal now, like everybody else. And my wife is doing homeschool with my son, going over his schoolwork from the public school that he goes to. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, my son says, my seven-year-old, he says, Mama, this coronavirus thing is going to end on April 30th. And she said, wow, that's interesting, Benjamin. Where'd you get that from? So, God told me. She said, oh, that's good. You know, well, that's awesome that you're hearing that. She just, you know, kind of a little pat on the back kind of thing, a little encouragement. So I get through with my classes I'm teaching online. I grabbed my son. I said, hey, just curious, how did God speak that to you? He said, oh, he gave me a dream. Now, but so, you know, Benjamin started dreaming about 5 years old. He dreams like once or twice a month. Once or twice every 2 or 3 months, right? So, but he has this profound dream. I said, tell me your dream. He said, well, in the dream, I see this huge plant. He said, Daddy, was huge, huge plant, and it had a crown on its head, and this plant is squeezing the world. And the more it squeezes the earth, hands and arms grow out of it. And then he said, but all of a sudden, I saw a lion cross with a lamb. And he came out of nowhere and he attacked the plant. I said, hold up. What do you mean a lion cross with a lamb? What does that mean? He said, well, it had a lion's head and it had a lamb's body. He said, I'd never seen anything like that before. And it just ripped that plant to shreds. And then all of a sudden, I see a screen and it says, this will end April 30th. So that's how I found out. So that's how he tells me. I'm like, whoa, this is a powerful dream. I said, so Benjamin, talk to me, tell me. And so I want to process with him. What did the, tell me what this plant, what did it represent to you? He said, oh, that was the coronavirus. I said, okay. I said, so, and what he didn't know is that the word corona literally means crown. This plant had a crown on his head. And the second thing I asked him was, okay, so what did the lion head with the lamb body, what did that represent? He said, I don't know, but he said, it was so awesome. It was just, I don't know exactly what it was. Here's what I believe it is. It was the lion of the tribe of Judah. And it was Jesus, our Passover lamb. God's revealing himself to him. And here we are, we were in this time of Passover. He had this dream April 14th. We were still in that season of Passover. God revealing himself with this Passover lamb that and the lion of the tribe of Judah who was worn on our behalf. And so April 30th, so we thought, man, this is great. Well, he has a dream again the next night. Same thing happens. And then he has another night. Of course, I called people around me, close to me, Dutch and others, just to kind of process this. And at the time, the president was contemplating whether or not to reopen the country up May 1st, which would mean April 30th would be the last time of quarantine. And sure enough, after the third dream, the president says, you know, this is where we're looking at April 30th being the last day federally. And then we're going to start incrementally rolling this out for the ending of the quarantine incrementally, which I think is a lot of wisdom there. But anyway, so I thought that would be the end of the dreams after those three. The next night, he has dream four. In this dream, he dreams that he sees clouds and he hears somebody say, pray, pray, pray. And the clouds break. And when the clouds break, he sees the plant, the green plant with the crown on his head, except it's smaller. And it can't squeeze the earth because it can't grow any hands and arms. And in the dream, the lion, lamb attacks it, rips it to shreds, and then he sees this will end April 30th. So it's this thing where we still have to keep praying into it. So he has that same dream two more nights. And in each dream, the green plant with the crown on his head is getting smaller and smaller. Then he has his last dream. And in the last dream, he doesn't see pray, just sees clouds break, and the world, the earth is a lot bigger than this green plant crown thing. The earth is bigger than it is. And then he said, and then daddy, the lion with the lamb, he didn't rip it to shreds like he did in the other dreams. He just took it and he threw it in a pit. He said, I think it was the pit of hell. He throws it in pit, and I see in the clouds April 30th. So I believe this April 30th is really key. I think it's next week. I think it's something that's significant, not just for the end of the quarantine. In all the dreams, Benjamin told me, he said it was getting smaller and smaller every single dream. He realized that. So here's what I believe. I woke up last night, 3 a.m, and I heard the Lord say this. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, pursue. Overtake, recover all. Pursue, overtake, recover all. The first 4 months is about pursuit, right? We pursue the Lord in this time of quarantine. If you haven't, listen, now's your time to do that. Don't binge on Netflix just yet. Binge on the Word of God. Binge on the presence of God right now. Because listen, we're coming out of the gates. So pursue the Lord. David had to pursue the Lord for his strategy in that time period. Go back and read 1 Samuel 30. It's a powerful story about what happened with Ziklag and the recovery there. So what happens, the pursuit. He pursues the Lord about his strategy. You need to pursue the Lord about what's your exit strategy out of this quarantine for your family, for your community, and also as you pray for the nation. So the first 4 months are about that. The second 4 months will be about overtaking. It'll be a time of warfare. That will lead us up and through the time of the elections and also to the end of the year. It's about the overtaking the plans, the schemes of the enemy, those things being overthrown. And then those last 4 months leading into April 30 coming of the next year, it will be recover all. We'll be in a place of full rescue, be in a place of full restoration. And that's what I believe the word of the Lord is right now for all of us. So.
Will, that was so powerful. I feel like you know, it's like if the Lord spoke to a child in a dream about April 30th, and he's not the only child. There's other children.
I've gotten emails and text messages and even video clips of other children talking about April 30th. Another child, I think in Indonesia somewhere, it went globally viral, where she said, Mama, this is going to end in April. So kids are hearing that April is really key. So I think that's something we need to press into and pray for.
Yeah, I think that, what we should do is decree and just get in agreement with that together as elders. Yeah. You know, we need to cover them. We need to, Satan would love to change the times and laws. In other words, that God has said that is his intent. So we need to get behind these kids, you know, as elders in the spirit and make these decrees. And so if you would just go ahead and do that, and we're going to agree with you Will, I will agree with you and Devlin. And Benjamin, by the way, Benjamin, is he 7 or 8?
7.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you.
So Father, right now, first we pray on behalf of all these little children, Lord God, who've lost their mama and their papa, they lost their grandparents, Lord, to this coronavirus thing. And God, they have an ache in their heart. They have an ache in their heart because, Lord, people see them as somebody who's asymptomatic, who's carrying something. And so older people are afraid to be around even their grandchildren or their uncles, their aunts. And God, they're aching to be around their friends again. They miss their school. They miss their favorite teacher. But God, I thank you that out of these young kids, Lord, that you're comforting with your presence. You're raising up a prayer army, God. And so, Lord, we agree with the prayers of these little children. Lord, Isaiah 8:18, I and the children who the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. God, I'm thinking that you're raising up a generation of young people who are made for signs and wonders, not just to walk in signs and wonders, but to be the sign and the wonder. And God, I thank you for the dreams that you're giving them. I thank you for the spirit of prophecy visiting a generation. And God, I thank you, Lord. God, just like Benjamin saw in that dream, God, I thank you, Lord. This thing is being ripped to shreds, God. Well, we ask you, Lion of Judah, roar out of Zion. Rip this thing to shreds. Passover lamb, Passover America, God. Passover Italy. Pass over Spain, pass over New York, pass over the nations of the earth. I'm asking you, Light of the Tribe of Judah, rip this thing to shreds. God, I thank you that this thing is shrinking. It is diminishing in power. It is diminishing, Lord, in how it's affecting populations. The squeeze that it's had on our economies, the squeeze that it's had on the hospital systems, the squeeze that it's had over people, literally, God, is being broken in the name of Jesus. We agree with the prayers of these little children, God. We agree. We agree. And we thank you for what you're doing this hour. We thank you that you raise up a prayer army in the midst of crisis who are praying one of the greatest awakenings the earth has ever seen in Jesus' name. As we pursue, amen. We overtake, and we overthrow, and we recover all. In Jesus' name.
Now, Chuck, did you have a prophecy to jump on there behind Will?
Yeah. I think this phase is going to start lifting just as your son dreamed. It's going to start. It'll create a lot of conflict for 30 days. Then I think we'll have a reprieve for a couple of months, but then there's going to be another push because of the elections ahead in major nations. So we're going to have to start watching very carefully in August, September, and October. There'll be strategies to distract, to disintegrate, to get us all divided. And so I really think we're on the verge of pulling out, but I don't want us to get off of our watch because it's really going to be key come August, September, and October again.
Yes, the battle isn't over. And we've got to stay into, you know, there are skirmishes. And then there's the ending of the war. And so we know that right now we've got to be on the wall greater than ever, because as it says in Daniel, that Satan wants to wear out the saints and change the times and laws.